For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman. The 34th annual National Cowboy Poetry Gathering wrapped up in Elko over the weekend. Its theme focused on herding cultures with a heavy emphasis on Basque people. I spoke with two Basque performers who were highlighted during the festival. I'm joined in the studio today by Meadon Arteche, a Basque performer and researcher. Welcome.
Thank you.
I also have Mayelen Lujambio with me. She's an internationally recognized Basque bertsolari, which is an improvisational oral poet. Welcome.
Thank you.
Meadon, I'm going to start with you today. What exactly is bertsolarista and what are its origins?
It's a kind of oral improvisation. We have it worldwide. It needs the Basque version of it. We have some structures and we improvise on them with a kind of melody, rhymes, and our ideas. And about its origins, what we know is that it existed in the 15th century. We don't know much more about it.
And another part of its history is that this has been a male-dominated art form, though more women are coming into the practice. How is the form changing as more women excel at it?
Yes, it was a kind of performance that was dominated by men, and still now. There are many performances where there are no women, but now we can see more and more women singing in public. It has changed because in the 70s, for the first time, some bertsolaritza schools were created, where because we understood that it was not a gift, because we used to think that bertsolaritza was a gift, that you were born with a gift and that you could improvise. But then we understood that it was something that we could learn. Then even women could learn that. So more and more young women started to improvise, and now it's changing. So now for the first time, there are real women playing women roles. So if you see one woman singing in a woman role, it becomes more complex and not so archetypical.
And Meadon, we have Mayelen Lujambio with us in the studio. Mm-hmm. Can you explain the profound nature of her work?
Wow. In English, it's very difficult, and in a short time, it's even more difficult because she is a kind of a revolution in bertsolaritza. She is one of the first pioneers as a woman and as bertsolari. And she is twice, she won the national championship of bertsolaritza, which is the biggest championship for us. And she has changed the way, the canonical way of improvisation. Yeah, I don't know how to explain, but she is a revolution.
Wow. And with that introduction, I would love to turn things over to Mayelen Lujambio. We would love to hear a brief performance from you.
Bertsolaritza ez da irabazi galdu. Bertsolaritzak nahi du euskara zabaldu. Jolas da barre egin hitzak ibil malgu. Eta gure hitzetan mundua zaldu.
And Meadon, can you break down what Mayelen was saying there?
She made like a definition of bertsolaritza. She said that bertsolaritza is not winning or losing, that it has more to do with playing, and that this is our way to explain the world.
Thank you both. Today we've heard from Mayelen Lujambio and Meadon Arteche. They're Basque performers who are being highlighted during this year's National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.